Are you letting your face get in the way of you getting ahead in life?
You better stay tuned for this show.
Welcome to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, exciting entertainment topics. Behind this fortress, get the latest updates on Daring Darren and She-Rox. The crown jewels are stowed away. Sorry, She-Rox. I digress. Don't wake the dragon. But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III.
So I was at the store, and I decided I wanted to get some milk. And one thing led to another. I ended up with some cookies and some crackers, and then I had some, went over into the meat section of the store and ended up getting some beef and some chicken. And I decided, you know what, I can't have all this without a grill. So I end up looking at the grills. I decided, well, you know what, perhaps I get a grill from another store. But I end up getting all sorts of things out the store. I don't know how many of you guys have gone to the store to get one thing and ended up buying damn near the whole store.
What?
But that's what happened to me. And as I was leaving the store, getting ready to check out, there was this lady up here. She looked at me and she said, "Excuse me, how you like my mask? Because I like yours." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, your mask looks nice. I like it." But there was another lady who was standing right next to her. I said, "But this one looks better than, don't you think mine looks better than hers?" And I said, "You think my mask look better than hers? Oh, you think hers look better than mine?" I said, "Oh my God, well, all I wanted was some chicken, people. All I wanted was some chicken. Please don't hurt me." I said, "Well, you know, honest to God, you both of your masks look nice. I mean," she said, "well, I like your mask. I mean, you have on the Harry Potter mask, you know." I said, "Oh yeah, 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 it's nice, it's cool. And you know, I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. I like it. I think it's cool, you know, to be able to get away with a little wizardry in life. It's kind of cool. I wish I had the powers like that when I was working. I could have done some magical things to my bosses." But anyway,
what you say?
I decided, you know what? I think it's time for me to really check out of here quite fast. You know, I need to get out because these ladies are about to have a fight over whose mask is the nicest.
Oh, snap. And you didn't know?
And I said, well, one lady had flowers and all these sorts of things on her mask. And the other lady had, she had like, it looked like, I don't know, mountains or something, maybe the Grand Canyon or something. I'm not quite sure. I've been to the Grand Canyon before, and I must tell you, people who have not been there, if you've never been to the Grand Canyon, you're doing yourself a disservice. You must go to the Grand Canyon. If you have anything on your bucket list to do, number one should be get to the Grand Canyon, okay? Just awe in the wonders of, okay, I digress. But anyway, so I decided, well, flowers are nice, but so is the earth. I like the Grand Canyon on her mask. Her flowers on her mask were beautiful. And I said, well, you know, ladies, both of your masks are beautiful. Well, I think mine look better than hers. Excuse me? Your mask don't look better than mine. I paid money for this mask. This mask called bucks. And the other lady was like, well, I made mine, and mine still look better than what you paid. And I said, oh, Lord, we're about to get in a cat fight over masks. You know, come on. Are you kidding me? Is this real? And I said, well, you know what, ladies? I'm going to have to go right quick. I said, but both of your masks look lovely on you both. You ladies were rocking those masks. And they said, really? At the same time. And I said, yeah. And I thought it was unique because here we are in a day and time where we are covering our faces now trying to see who looked the prettiest. Right. So I'm trying to tell you, things aren't changed. I tell you, I don't know what has. When I was stationed in Japan in 1993 to 1998, I got over there and I saw people wearing masks on their face. They were doctor surgical masks, white ones and blue ones. And I didn't know what was going on because here I am, a young sailor, and I'm like, okay, what's this? You know, are these all doctors? Oh, wow, I see why they make a lot of money in Japan. All these people are doctors. Oh my. But come to find out, these are people that were sick or they had a cold. So they wore masks to prevent us ordinary people who aren't sick or infected with some sort of virus from getting what they had. So they did this way back over 20 years ago in Japan when I was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan, or Yokosuka, some people call it, Japan. So I say to you, isn't it weird how they say the old saying, you know, history has a way of repeating itself, you know, even with the way we dress. Bell bottoms may come back in, you know, and afros coming back in, and white and black people are wearing afros and, you know, and bell bottoms and all these 70 hip sort of dress styles are beginning to circle back around toward us. So I say, to be honest, what goes around comes around. What goes out of style comes back into style. And it's kind of ironic and interesting to see over 20 years later, everyone around the world are wearing masks. And I can remember a couple of military people laughing and joking about the Japanese people wearing the masks. I didn't do that. I was just more in awe over it, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my God, these guys are wearing masks. This is interesting. And you know, I tell you a quick little thing, I digress, but I tell you another quick thing I saw over there in Japan that was very, very interesting. Whenever nighttime came and they were driving cars, if you are facing their car, they would dim their headlights to park lights so what they don't say? Blind you when they're at red lights or drive-through restaurants or anywhere where their headlight could blind you. Everyone would dim their lights to park while they're waiting at red lights even. And I thought that was quite unique. And it was very respectable to see them doing that, the Japanese culture having such respect. They don't even want to blind you with their car lights. I wish I could turn my car lights on a few people. I digress. But anyway, maybe high beam. I blind you. I'll show you what I really think about you. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something here. Don't let your face get in the way of you making progress. You know, everybody is saying right now from all major networks, and I woke up this morning, I had all sorts of emails in my inbox, and I was like, what the hell just happened here? You know, what's going on? And what was happening was I had people asking me, do you really believe people are going to go into stores on the honor system, Charles? And I had some people say, Prince Charles, are you serious? This is going to happen? Are you serious? And I had some people say, American Prince Charles, are you crazy? Nobody's going to go into a store with an honor system. A lot of people are going to just walk into the store and say, I've had my shot. How dare you not let me here in this store to get my bacon? I need my bacon. Do you understand what it means when a man can't have his bacon in the morning? Do you understand? You are asking for war. And if you're asking for war, I am not going to quit until I win. I will get my bacon this morning. And so we're going to have a problem, people, to sum it all up. I feel, yes, the rollout from the CDC was quite confusing, I will admit. I'm all for science, and I love science. I did really good in high school with science, and perhaps I could have been another Albert Einstein or, you know, something, you know, who knows. But I will tell you, I'm a big sucker for science. I love it. But when it's not done in a way where it's really, here's a word that is not so big, but it needs to become part of your vocabulary. If it's not done with transparency, where everyone can really see what's happening, what's going on, the translation, the transition, the traveling to and fro, ebb and flow. Don't have me start rapping. Here, yo, yo, here I go.
What you okay, say?
I digress. If it's not done with transparency, we're not going to see and really feel like we have been given the truth. Anytime your child walks to you and say, Dad or Mom, I just won $5. And you say, really? Yeah, I won it. Well, where did you win it from? And you hear the because kids can't think right away that fast. Like professional liars, right? Kids are still trying to, you know, get it in their head and connect this certain neurons and protons and this and that, right? To make that truth become reality for their lying little heads. But anyway, we have to understand if the CDC are, let's go a little bit bigger. A lot of people always say, well, are you protecting the Biden administration? Or, and I remember when Trump was president, are you protecting Trump? No, I'm not protecting either one of them. I will speak the truth as the American Prince Charles. You know, my goal here on the show is to be, I'm equal. I am not Republican. I am not Democrat. I'm not independent. I am a mediator. I'm a host. I am a show runner. All right. And this is what I am doing. I'm going to weigh in with accuracy as fair as I can get it. I am human. I can make mistakes, although very rare, but I can make mistakes. But I will say that I feel, yes, I think the Biden administration should have come up with a more clear, more transparent way of telling people to wear the masks. Okay, there you have it. I believe it. I believe that if you're not wearing your mask and if you go into a store, here comes the problem number one. Here's the problem number one. Ding dong. Hey, welcome to, let's make up a store. Welcome to My Castle Life Giant Wheel Store. What can we get for your bicycle today? Well, I was here. I want to buy a inner tube for my bicycle. I was riding on the slopes and I hit a bump and a rock was there and I fell and it blew my tire. I need to get an inner tube. But hold it, sir. You don't have a mask on. You're going to have to leave my store. I beg your pardon. I have put thousands of dollars into this store. And now you're telling me I can't come in here to get an inner tube because I don't have a mask on? Are you insane, man? Well, that's one problem. Well, have you had your shot? Here comes problem number two. As a matter of fact, I have. And how dare you even question me on that? I have rights too. Well, here comes problem number three. Can you prove you had your shot? How dare you ask for my proof? I am living proof. I'm walking proof. You see, I'm standing here. Well, okay. How do I know that this person has had a shot? How do I know the person is not lying? How do I know the person is actually telling me the truth? And then you have someone comes into the store with a mask on, comes problem number four. Excuse me, I need help over here. I want to purchase a bicycle. And, sir, one moment. Sir, you're going to have to leave because I need to help that customer who has a mask on. And he's had a shot because
he has
a mask on. And I'm standing here. Well, how dare you say he has? Excuse me, sir. Can you come over here for a minute? Oh, well, yes. I just want to purchase a bike. It's not that serious. I want to ask you something. Yes, yes. Sir, don't bring this guy into our conversation between you and me. No, I'm going to ask. Sir, excuse me. Did you get a shot? Because I see you wearing a mask. Well, yeah, I got a shot. I got a shot about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Maybe it was 4 weeks ago. Now, here we go. Y'all, did you hear it? Somebody's lying probably, right? But they have a mask on so they can get into the store and fool everybody else that don't know if they had a shot or not. And now, here is the problem that lies within. Who has a shot? Who doesn't have a shot? Who's telling the truth that they got a shot? Who said that they haven't got a shot? Oh my God. Give me a shot in a shot glass and I'll take, you know, Jack Daniels or something out there on the rocks, you know, with, you know. So I'm just saying it can get really, really complicated. Talk about complicated. This can get really complicated. And I tell you this, I feel that the CDC director, I feel that the Biden administration, and I feel Dr. Fauci, they all need to sit down and they're going to have to come up with a more more transparent plan.
Boy, Dr. that Fauci sure sounds good.
And I like President Biden. I like the CDC director. I just think they're all smart people. Whether you like them or not, they're smart people. So come up with a smarter plan, a more transparent plan to make Americans feel like they have invested sweat and, you know, tears. They have this ability. They earn the equity in sweat and tears, and now they can believe what the government is telling them. You know, and I believe that when the government says something, it needs to be real. It needs to be believable. So how do we solve this problem? Well, I think transparency. Transparency has to be at the forefront of it all. Transparency has to be far and foremost the first thing that needs to be said by the American people. Oh, I can see how they did this. Oh, I believe it's real. They told us to get the shots. It'd be in two stages if it's Moderna or Pfizer, and one shot if it's Johnson & Johnson. And we have to wait so many days if it's Pfizer or Moderna. And if the Johnson is just one shot, you know, we wait these days, wait this time out. We go into these sequences, and then bam, we can wear, bam, bam, we can wear masks or we can get rid of the mask. It is clearly mandated. But I think when they came out and they said, all right, you guys can get out of your masks or you can wear your mask. And it's on the honorable system.
What?
Well, that is sowing definitely confusion and doubt in a lot of people's minds. So how can they fix this? Well, I think, number one, they're going to have to come up with some sort of mandate that seems more believable and transparent. Number two, they're going to have to open their eyes to realize that a lot of people are on the fence right now because they're not sure what it was that just happened. Okay, let's just be real. They're not sure what just happened. I got my shots. I got two. I got a card issue, a COVID-19 vaccination record card, I believe it's called. And it had on the first time I got my Pfizer shot, and it had on there the second shot and a date that I got it in the location, right? And or the site code. So what's probably going to have to happen, they're going to have to come up with some sort of a passport, some sort of COVID-19 passport to make sure that everyone has taken the shot. It is located, it is recorded, and it is electronically available at any time you need it. So most of us carry, whether it's a flip phone, a foldable phone now, or a regular touchscreen phone, most of us carry phones nowadays. And if needed, we will be able to just click onto the CDC website, log in with our credentials, and bam, there's our COVID-19 card. If needed to show at airport or at any sort of embassy that I was dealing with when I was going back and forth and traveling back and forth overseas, if it's any sort of place where you have to have proof of your shot, you have your card electronically available for you. And my champion for passports for this sort of thing, well, I really didn't want us to have to go down that route. But hey, if it takes it, it takes it. I feel that if this disease, this virus is this deadly, we need to find ways to scrap honor system and show me proof, baby. The proof is in the pudding. What do you got? Whether you have a mask on your face or not, let me see. But now here comes the question there. Will people start having certain prejudice of asking certain people for their passport cards? Inquiring minds want to know, right? Because you're black, because you're a minority, because you're white, because you're Asian, because you, whatever, you know, maybe you're Mayan, who knows? Because you're a zebra, because you're a giraffe, you need to have your card. Show me your card. Well, that's another problem. That could be another problem because other people can be targeted more than others. So they're going to have to sit down at a table. Hey, President Biden, just put it out there. If you guys need me, just call me. I'll shoot me an email at mycastlelifenow@gmail.com. That's mycastlelifenow@gmail.com. Just shoot the American Prince Charles an email, and I'll be glad to work with you guys on all of these things here. I'll give you my ideas and where we can go there, where we can go from there. But, by the way, I would prefer first class on Air Force One. Okay, just saying. Okay, so, and I don't want any Coca-Cola and nuts in the air. I want, you know, that's why all these airplanes just charge and serve. Oh, we'll charge you this amount of money, but we're going to have you a premium meal. Excuse me, sir, would you like Coca-Cola, a Sunkist, or would you like pretzels or nuts?
I want a steak. I pay premium price for this flight. How dare you? Don't you know this is American Prince Charles III? Anyway, I am so glad you guys have listened to the show today. And just understand that I hear you. I got you. I follow you. And I did a show on it this morning because I was asked to do a show on it. And I did. My fans ask me to do things like this. I step up and I will bring and I will deliver. If you have something you want me to talk about and put it on the air, shoot me an email at mycastlelifenow@gmail.com. That's mycastlelifenow@gmail.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, all royal subjects. You've been listening to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. We've come to the time of the day for the drawbridge to be raised, signaling the end of our show. Stay tuned for there's more to tell. Be honorable. Subscribe and click on the bell. And when there's news to be heard throughout the kingdom, you'll be the first we tell. Until then, farewell.